near to our homeland, and we'll enter a new country someday. This highway leads over the mountain, the end of our journey. It is so near. At the top of this mountain is a beautiful sight, and I can almost see heaven from here. We are nearing the top of the mountain. Oh, what joy waits on the other side. Our Savior has prepared for us a mansion. 'Twas for our sins that he came here and died. Soon our journey here will be over. The saints are rejoicing, I can hear. I'm getting homesick, and I want to see Jesus. And I could almost see heaven from here. So let us fight the good fight of faith and climb upward. The victory we seek, it is so near. Each step brings us nearer to our homeland, and I could almost see heaven from here. God lifts you up and fills you with that Holy Spirit. Man, heaven looks so close, feels close, almost in reach of taking a flight, leaving this world. I've been in conditions in my days that I would have liked to just raise my hands as Jesus did and ascend into that cloud. I love to get in that place. You ever get into the place where you can't speak words? He said, the Bible said that the Spirit itself maketh intercession with our spirits, with words that cannot be uttered by the tongue. You talking about getting in a heavenly place. There is a place of peace, brother. There is a place where there is no doubt. Now, I don't know how you all get along, but I get down in the valley and I have my warfare with Satan, the inward man fighting against the outward man, and the flesh lusting against the spirit, and these two are contrary one to the other. I have doubts and worries and think about this and that. But when I'm in the Spirit of the Lord, all the doubts fly away. For God said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. God don't give us all the worries and the troubles of this life. Listen, today, if you want peace, you can have it. These brethren has preached unto you the truth this morning. And I'll not try to worry you very long, but whatever God will bid me to say, I think many things as I come to church, and my mind just as blank as it can be. But I know the one that has the power to revelate to the mind words that is unspeakable. I listen the day that God, brethren, will revelate and cause you to speak things that you maybe have not thought of in years. Maybe somewhere God has a purpose forever. A word that is spoken to the hearts of men as God is the heart searcher and the rain trier, the children of men. And He said His word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing of asunder of the joint and the marrow. And it is a discerner of the heart and of the mind intents of the man's heart and mind. God knows it before you ever even ask what you have the petition of. God knows what you stand in need of, and He knows our thoughts afar off, brethren, down through our lives, and we may not understand at the time what thoughts we have and why sometime and how things work. I listened today as I walked around the road the other day and stopped that my brother's driveway that he rents to this man that is a sinful man and don't know the Lord. And I thought, God, if I hadn't had the surgery, God, if I hadn't been laid up over here, I would not have got a witness to this man today. But I begin to tell him as he stopped and turned his car off. I listen today. He lives down in the little house by himself. And I thought, God, Heavenly Father, how He works today. And I begin to tell him how needful it was. We talked about how easy you can get hurt. And it opened up a door for me. And I begin to tell him how easy you can die and the choices you have made here on this side of the grave will be the choice that will get you eternal life in the heavens or eternal damnation in a lake of fire. So today, George Jones wrote a song one time, the choices that I've had choices. I've heard voices. There's no doubt he heard the voice of God. Brethren, today every man is going to hear, brethren. Listen, who has not heard? The Bible said, verily, their sound went out unto the ends of the earth and to all the world. What sound are you talking about? Blow ye the trumpet. And Zion, sound the alarm in that holy mountain of God, brethren. When God will pick you up, some say, well, that mountain is over there in Jerusalem, brethren, on top, where the city of David was set. But listen today, brethren, that mountain is no different than any other mountain here. The mountain God was talking about was in the Spirit of the Lord. Brethren, Mount Zion, the sin on the sides of the bang of the hill. Listen the day God love them all. Listen the day He said He loved the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling of Jacob. Listen the day why did He love Zion? Because it was going to be the city of the living God, brethren. Listen the day Zion was the city of David on the mountain, but God took it out of the natural and put it into the spiritual, brethren. Listen, we have not come under the mountain that can be touched or the mountain that can be burned as it did on Mount Sinai, but we've come unto the mountain of the Lord, brethren, unto Mount Zion and unto the holy city of God and to the innumerable company of angels and the church of the firstborn Are you part of that church today? Do you want to be a part of the church of the living God? Listen today. He's got his arms out, as Brother Willie preached unto you. Come to me, all ye that are heavy laden, and take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, and my yoke is easy, my burden the light, and you can find rest for your soul today. In this world, there is no rest, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. But in the world, you shall have trials, you shall have tribulation. But Jesus said it like this, be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. And can you overcome the world? I'm telling you today, it lies within your reach. That overcome. Will I make a pillar in the temple of my God? This is the city I'm talking about. Brethren, today, this holy Zion today, this holy city of God, New Jerusalem, that come down from God out of heaven and abode in the hearts of his people, brethren. The day, friend, open up yard and let the King of righteousness come into you. And he said, I and my Father will come in and will take up our abode within you. For surely he stands at the door and knocks unto the hearts of sinner people. And I think sometime of the young people, brethren, they seem to have their minds on everything under the sun. Their hearts is worried about where they're going to get the next dollar at, or where they're going to have the next party at. But joy is not of the things in the tangible things of this world. But there's joy in the Lord this morning. There's peace in God today. For Jesus said it like this. He said, my peace I give unto you. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto thee. God has got a peace that the world cannot understand. It surpasses all understanding. We don't understand it. I don't try to understand it. I just want to receive it, brethren, today. In the darkness is all around you. I want you to know today there is a light that's going to shine brighter than the noonday sun, and it's going to draw you out of darkness into his marvelous light. This light that lightens every man that comes into the world. I don't care what your name is, your creed or color, there is a searchlight that's illuminating the hearts of men. You do well, he said, that it you take heed as unto the light that shines in a dark place until the day dawn. And the day star rises in your heart. Who is this day star that he talks about? He said he was the bright and the morning star. The day sprang from on high, brethren, that had visited us and had brought knowledge of salvation by the remission of their sin. Whereby, brethren, that day star sprang. When did it spring, brethren? When did the Lord come down into this world? The Bible says that he was born of a woman made under the law that he might redeem them that was under the law. Brother John, man had no hope. We was counted as the offscouring of the world. The Gentile people, brethren, they was dead. They was trespassing in sin. They was as the graves, brethren, that had no home, no. But when Jesus Jesus come. He brought the light from heaven. He brought the plan from heaven. He opened up the door unto all mankind, that just whosoever will can come and take of the water of life. There's water in him. He that drinketh of this water, he'll thirst again. As he told the little woman at the well, but he that drinketh of me shall never thirst, but it'll be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. She had a great story to tell. She said, "Our father Jacob has given us this well, and how sayest thou, give me this living water?" What was she talking about? She was a Samaritan woman. How could she be a Samaritan woman and call Jacob her father? You can think about that a little bit. But brother, I believe she was out of one of the 10 tribes of Israel that was sold, that had lived with Jeroboam down into the land, brethren, of Samaria. And they worshipped idol gods. But yet there was a many of them that come out of Israel that looked for the Messiah to come. That's the reason she said, "Come, see a man that told me all things. Is this not the Messiah? Is this not the one we've been looking for?" Brethren, the day and when they came and they heard him, they said, we don't believe because of what you said, but because we've heard him ourselves. But many believe because of the woman saying, she must have had a good testimony. I want you to know the day, though you might be a woman and you don't preach the word of God, but yet you are the disciple of Jesus Christ, and you are to testify unto the world of mankind, and let your light shine. Speak the word, brethren, it accomplished where God pleased to send it. Many great women in the Bible, many of them's come and gone, brethren. And God, don't tell me that God don't love sinner men and women. Look what he done with Rahab the harlot, brethren. Put her right in the lineage of Christ. Listen the day, and there was Naomi, brethren, and little Ruth. She was a Gentile. Listen the day, brethren. I want you to know that God don't look behind your sins. If you come to him, he'll wipe your sins away. He'll put you in the lineage of the Lord Jesus Christ, being born again, not of a corruptible seed, but of an incorruptible, by the word of God, which lives and abides forever. I'm glad today, brethren, that I have that word abiding down within my heart. Listen, oh, you can have it this morning. Come unto me, he cried. Oh, ye that labor and heavy laden. Don't tell me you don't have no heavy heart. If you've not been born again, your days, you're like the young man that was void of understanding. He went into the woman that had an attire. She said, "My husband has gone on a journey. Come, let us take our fill of love, for he's taken a bag of money and will not return until upon a day." And he went into her. He said, and the Bible said, it's like the bird to the net, brethren, today, like the sheep to the shears, or to the slaughter, not knowing where they're going, brethren. There's a trap there for them. And he went unto her, and the Bible said, her steps took hold of hell. They lead down to death, brethren. Brethren, I read of the young man that was void of understanding. When he said, "I came by the field of the slothful, I came by the slothful. What did he find? He said, there I beheld the young man's that was void of understanding. There I beheld his garden was filled with briars and thorn, brethren. I want you to know, representing sin. When you go into this woman and you say, well, she's not here today. There's only two women. There's the bond woman and the free woman. And you're serving one or the other of them. Have you went into the bond woman? Has her footsteps took hold of hell with you? If she has today, I've got news. I've got good news, brother. I've got good news from a far land. The day sprang from on high, and he has visited us. And he can give you knowledge of salvation by the remission of your sins. If you only will, take heed as unto that light. When he shines it in your dark heart, won't you take heed to him, unto that voice that's a crying, come unto me. Listen. Don't listen to the world, because the world is saying, lo, here's the way, and there's the way. But Jesus made it very plain when he told Pilate there and in the judgment hall, I am the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, and by me, if any man enters in, he shall be saved. Go in and out, find pasture. What kind of pasture are you talking about? It's peace. It's peace from sin. When you go, when you come to the Lord, brother, and he puts his spirit within you. And he said, I'll write upon them my new name, and the name of my Father, and the name of his city, which is New Jerusalem. He said, and I'll give unto them a little white stone, and in that stone a new name that no man knows save he that receives it. You see, I'm the only one knows about my salvation. I'm the only one was there. Listen, and you're the only one knows when you were saved, brother. And I believe that God will give you that stone, and he'll write his name upon you, and he'll put a seal upon you, and seal you until the day of redemption. Listen, the day for surely every man's going to hear his own God, the gospel of his own salvation, and what you do with it. What will you do with Jesus? Will you be like them that cried away with him? Let him be all, let him be a curse. Oh, brethren, if you cry away with him, he will not come into you. You'll die in your sins, and where he is, you cannot come. But if you'll take heed unto that light, that lightens every man that comes into the world. He said, I'll come in. I and my Father will come in and take up our abode within there and go no more out. I don't know why God puts things on our minds the way he does, but somebody has a need here today. That's right. And I'm telling you today that Jesus is the way. Amen. If man is telling you some other way, don't listen to him. Open up your heart and listen to that low, still voice that's a talking, to that light that's a lightening your inward man, is telling you, this is what you need to do. Follow the Lord and you'll live. You know, there's one sin. It only takes one sin to send you to hell. The Bible says it like this: when you come to know God and glorify him not as God, it is sin unto you. And that one sin will send you down to the burning lake of fire, because you have, through unbelief, had denied the only begotten of the Father. And through unbelief, it will separate you from your God. He said, your sins and your iniquity has separated you from God. God is a jealous God. He'll have no other gods before him. He wants your whole heart. He wants your soul, mind, and strength. He don't want you to just give him part of you. He wants all of you. And he wants you to know the day is the day of salvation. Don't wait for tomorrow to come. For many young people, as I went to school with, many of my classmates has been dead and gone for years. And I'm sure you can understand those that are around you. The young people today, they're dying just like the old. The Bible said that we're all going to go up to war with death, and there is no discharge in an army. Man have not preeminent over the beast. For as the one die, so do the all. So here the day, what do you do? The day's the day. While you have the Spirit, not while you have life, but while you have the Spirit,
right,
you can work. Work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. When the Spirit of the Lord's are working, call and come is the only time you can work. Jesus made it plain as can be. As He said, no man can come unto my Father except my Father, which sent me, draw him. And no man can come unto me. For He said, I'm the door unto the sheepfold. He's got one way. He ain't got a half a dozen. It's just through Christ. Get you into song, brother. It's getting late. If you will, hear His voice. He said, harden not your hearts as they did in the provocation. When they tempted Him and saw His wrath 10 times, they saw the wrath of God come upon them. And I wondered why, through all the miracles that the children of Israel had seen, coming across all the plagues of Egypt, all the beauties of the Red Sea passing back as they come over dry land, and how the rock was smitten and the rivers come forth, and manna come down from God out of heaven. And He caused the quails to be flying for meat until they was 3 foot deep. And then they said, but all through all these things, they doubted God and they murmured in the wilderness until God made them dwell in the wilderness for 40 long years. Until each and every one of them that had come out of there and listened the day died in the wilderness except Caleb and Joshua. The only two that got to go across. You think about that. Now here today, people, don't murmur against God. Just believe Him. Believe, and thou shalt be saved. Don't look back. Don't take hold of the plow and looking back, think that you're fit for the kingdom of God. You cannot serve two masters. You're either serving one or the other. You either love God or the devil. Now, which one is it with you? Today, you know in your heart. I don't have to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. But I'm going to preach to you the truth as it is in Christ. And Jesus is a jealous God. He said, I will not have no other gods before me. He's a jealous God. And He loves you today and He wants you to come. And you know what the whole duty of man is? To fear God and keep His commandments. That's the whole duty of man, is to fear God and keep His commandments. And if you love Him, you will keep His commandments. He said, if you love me, you will keep my word. It's just that simple, brother. If you've been born again, His commandments is not grievous to you. It's not grievous to me to say, thou shalt not commit adultery or fornication, or thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witnesses. All these things, that's not grievous to me. Because why? Because I have been born again and my desire have been changed. From a corruptible to an incorruptible. That man on the inside is an incorruptible man. And he's bringing forth righteous fruits, brethren. This tree is making manifest what's on the inside. That's just the way it is. Same, brother.